Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, reasons why I drink.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You can really tell who is a morning person and who is not.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
Best morning ever!
This is the worst day ever.
The worst.
So, which is it?
That's totally up to you.
Let's roll the dice on it.
Fine.
It's showtime.
Yeah. You decide. Is it the best morning ever or the worst morning?
Or the worst morning ever.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1,959.
There you go.
59 people. On a Wednesday morning, it is 6:08. What a game last night.
Oh, my goodness.
The Vegas Golden Knights tie up the series one game apiece. They beat Dallas 3-0, and then tomorrow night, game three, again, they drop the puck at 5.
They sure know how to adjust their game.
Boy,
don't they? Man alive. And these games seem to be going fast.
Right.
Don't they?
They do.
Maybe it's because there's no crowd or I don't know. They just seem to be moving fast.
I like it at 5 o'clock.
I do. Well, I do too. I'd like it better at 3 or 4 even, but that's okay. But I got to watch the Obie Birdman episode again for the 25th time. Oh, man. Oh.
You and I were texting back and
yes,
forth.
Yes, we were. I cannot. It is such a life lesson.
Yeah.
It just is.
That's why you and I would love to talk to Ron Howard, an adult, and ask him that one question. Out of all those episodes, not to go back.
Right.
Because of all that he has done since leaving that show.
Oh, please.
I mean, movies alone.
Yeah.
But to ask him, out of all those episodes, what's the one lesson you, to this day, still sticks with you that you learned from Andy Griffith?
And I was thinking about that episode last night. What is the lesson in that one? I know it dealt with, you know, but it's dealing with the consequences of your actions.
Right.
It's just so
and
moving.
How you have applied that to your family.
Yes. Now, there were some good episodes with Johnny Paul and stuff, but, you know, that one, I know a lot of people are going, what?
And we digress, so.
Yes, I know.
And I know my wife Jody's listening going, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you guys have seen that one like 40 times. Yes, we have, Jody.
All right. A little windy today. Maybe not as bad as yesterday. High in the low to mid 80s. Tomorrow things should settle down. High in the mid to upper 80s, but back to triple digits.
Yeah, you know, as your partner for, you know, the better part of the last 20 years off and on, I'm not one to complain about the weather.
but
it's cold this morning. It's chilly out there this morning.
It was a little nippy.
Oh, my Lord. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was nippy, all right. Yeah. Jeez.
It's only about 64 now.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, our pal, I like to call him our pal because we've worked with him, you know, Derek Huff.
Yes.
Rejoining Dancing with the Stars as a judge this time. He is replacing Len Goodman, who is stuck in the UK. He can't get out. You know, you can't fly here. So he's stuck there. He can't be a judge. Now, they say he'll be involved in the season some way, but there is no word as to how as of yet. So, but Derek Huff, that's cool. It's a good choice. You know, people love him. He's a good guy. And man, can he dance. And I think he won the Mirror Ball 6 times.
Wow.
So that's a big deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keeping up with the Kardashians, they made a big announcement yesterday. Done.
Yeah.
They are done. I agree. Something good finally happened in 2020.
Kanye walks in water. Kardashian's gone.
Yes. Yeah. See what happened there? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, I know. No, I was thinking the one who actually has control. 14 years. 20 seasons. Yesterday, they announced that the final season will air early next year. And, by the way, several spinoffs from those shows as well. Ugh. They've done several spinoff documentaries as well.
And you know who's to blame for that show?
Ryan Seacrest.
Thank you.
I know. Ryan Seacrest. What's he going to do with his extra 5 minutes?
Have no idea.
Jeez. I got an idea. Right here, yeah. Ryan. Why don't you come produce this reality show?
Yeah, huh? Thank you.
How about that? Yeah. Yeah. Put us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Make us a star like millions of other people who shouldn't be. The new season of Ellen kicks off September 21st. She says, yes, she will talk about the quote, toxic workplace controversy she's been dealing with all summer long. So I don't know in what capacity, but yeah, she's going to talk about it when she returns. So,
all right, well.
And a big happy birthday, boy, Adam Sandler.
Yes.
54 today. And can I say, when we talk about the greatest comedians in history, Adam Sandler's 54 today. So
okay,
happy
you don't
birthday
need to.
To Adam Sandler. Oh.
By the way, check your text.
Yes.
You and I got one each.
Did we get a text from Jody?
Oh, my God. Enough about Mayberry.
Now, Jody, I'm assuming you've seen the episode. Okay, I'm just making sure. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Carly, you had mentioned 14 years, 20 seasons.
Yeah.
Keeping up with the Kardashians coming to an end. And our producer, Morty, put together, if you never watched the show, we put all that time and kind of squished it together into about 45 seconds.
Oh, good.
And it was
goody.
Tough. It was
goody.
Tough.
Yes.
It wasn't easy. So here's everything you missed after over all those years and all those episodes.
I just know something big is going to happen.
We have an amazing fan base. We don't do anything for ratings.
I, Chris Humphries, take the Kim Kardashian.
I, Kim Kardashian, take the Chris to always put you first.
My earring's gone! Oh my God, I'm going to cry. My earring.
I just think we have to do something really crazy tonight.
Who TP'd my house?
It's toilet paper.
Your lips look amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I almost said they were too big yesterday.
I think big lips are awesome.
Can I come home?
You're not allowed to come here in that state of mind.
We're going to be in each other's lives forever. Like, we are soulmates in a sense. You know, no matter what, whether we're ever together again or not.
That's it. We're done.
There you go.
That's it. We're done.
20.
Boy. Okay. Oh,
what
we
was
got it?
What, 14 years, 20 seasons.
Yep, 20 seasons, because they would overlap. You know what's funny? I think I watched the first season or two. It was funny. Nobody really knew who they were, except for Robert Kardashian, who had passed away. You know, an amazing lawyer.
Right. You're talking about the dad.
Yes. Yeah, the dad.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying nobody knew who the Kardashians were except for that name.
I thought you were talking about the brother.
Oh, no.
Who basically bailed.
Yeah, he did. He was on the first few seasons, too.
All right. Well.
But, yeah, it was a great show. In the beginning, it was funny.
Because it was one of a kind.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know what connections we have, but we have to get Kim Kardashian on our show.
Oh, jeez. I would love to.
Just to wrap things up and tie it in a bow.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow morning.
Let's give it a shot. Yes.
We'll see.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call either way. We'd love to hear from you this morning. 636, your chance to say it and win. Coming up a little bit later on in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:40. You'll have a chance to win some free play over at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualify for that grand prize.
Yeah.
That family of four getaway to Kanab.
Yes.
Which this time of the year is awesome.
Yeah.
So be listening for that. Hey, Carla, we want to play this clip. We got the chance to talk to Alex Winter, of course, Bill Prescott.
Yes, yes, Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted, Face the Music.
Yeah.
And we had such a good time with him. We asked him, because a lot of people are seeing this movie, and really liking it.
Yes. Yeah, it was fun.
The reviews have been good, and we asked him what his response to that was.
We're really, really grateful for the response. You know, we worked really hard on it. It took a long time to get made. It wasn't a movie for many years that any of us thought we needed to make or were going to make, but we loved the idea when it was pitched to us by the writers, and we really did believe in it. So we're super grateful for the response. We've had an amazing response from critics and audiences, and especially even this crazy pandemic time, you know, to release a movie right now.
Alex, when you go out, do people still recognize you as that character? And if they do, what is it they shout at you or they say to you? What's the first thing?
Well, you know, since about 1990 it started, every day, all day, anywhere in the world. And, you know, because Keanu and I are friends, God forbid we're anywhere together, it's even more insane. You know, it's been a big part of my life for the greater part of my life. Very used to it at this point. I have to say, Bill and Ted fans tend to be incredibly sweet and nice, so that makes it, you know, pretty easy. And a lot of kids love the movies, and a lot of parents have turned their kids onto it, so younger generations enjoy them. So the fan base is really great. It's a, you know, if you're going to be known for something, you could do a lot worse, because people come up to you and they're very happy to see you, and, you know, that's nice.
I bet you get a lot of double takes.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, walking through a store or something.
Yeah, and I'm so bad with names that, like, oftentimes, even to this day, like, I'll be walking around with my kids and someone will come and be like, oh, hey, man. I'll be like, oh, hey. And my son will be like, Dad, they just recognize you. You don't know them.
Now, I know Morty, our executive producer, was going, we couldn't get Keanu Reeves on because that's his man crush.
Yes, we would love to. And, and believe me, we'll keep trying, but yes.
That's Alex Winter, of course, from Bill and Ted, Face the Music, William Prescott, Esquire.
Yes, it's a good movie. It really is fun. You watched it, Morty, I'm assuming, at least once.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I saw it twice.
Yes, I figured it really is good. And, it is fun.
We also talked to Alex about his documentary on Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of directing as a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly.
As opposed to Keanu.
Mm-hmm.
But he did this documentary on Frank Zappa. But the entire visit is on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page, and you can access that at 96.3kklz.com.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3kklz.
How many times can you say 96.3kklz in 10 seconds? Get ready to play Say It and Win a little bit later on this morning, 8:40. Got details on that coming up here in a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 7:07. Boy, you look outside, you can actually see the sky.
It's blue.
It's blue. We woke up this morning, and you look up, there was a couple of stars out.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, this is not bad.
It's very nice.
A little windy today, and maybe not as bad as yesterday. High in the low to mid-80s. Tomorrow, things should settle down altogether, and high in the mid to upper 80s, but back to triple digits by the weekend.
Okay, so that's fine.
Like 102, 103.
That's perfect.
Only 63.
I know.
Now.
I know.
Love
it's
it.
Chilly.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, here we go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Michael Jordan is out. Freddy Krueger is in. Inspired by the disfigured child murdering dream demon Freddy Krueger.
What?
Nike. Some shoes inspired by Nightmare on Elm Street. It's based on his sweater. Though they used red and brown, no green in it. Inside on the heels, there's a bloody swoosh.
Yeah.
And then there's some light blood splatter on the shoes. And then on the toe, it looks like the razor glove.
Oh.
So there you go. Nike putting those out. They will be out in time for Halloween,
by the way.
But
you know what? The average person will never get their hands on it.
No, probably
not. Because sneakerheads are just...
No. Oh, yeah.
They're quick.
Yeah. Get the Princess Leia ones. You can get those.
Yeah.
Those are coming out, too.
And the Boba Fett.
Yes, I know. So I
don't... Are you serious?
Oh, I'm totally serious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mike. Oh, yeah.
The day that the Boba Fett ones go online, you're not going to hear from me because I'm going to be over here trying to get a pair of shoes.
Morty's going to take off.
For those people that don't have the video portion of this radio program, I was being stared at like I had a third eye.
Oh,
when I asked about, are you serious about the Princess Leia?
Don't joke about Star Wars.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Exactly. You and Russ.
All right, we'll move on.
Hey, listen to this now. And I know there are a lot of people out there who have deactivated their Facebook pages, a lot of social media. Well, they say it just bothers me, it depresses me, I don't want to see it. You could now get paid to quit. Facebook is going to start paying people to deactivate their accounts, Facebook, Instagram, for 1 to 6 weeks leading up to the elections.
Oh.
They're offering between $10 and $20 a week, up to $120. It's a research project for them. They want to see how big of an impact they make on democracy and if they really, you know, impact elections.
I could do that.
So I could totally do that.
And you don't even have to pay me.
No, I know. Then you probably should. Why not? Look for a message. They will be sending them out to a lot of people and, you know, basically offering you to log off.
So, I don't think you could.
Money.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I couldn't because of some of the things we do.
Right.
But
personally,
I would love to.
I could.
Yeah, I would love
personally,
to.
Personally, I really
would. I don't think I
and
can.
And it's Facebook and Instagram. Now, I mean, if you want to stay on Twitter or something like that.
Right.
But that's what this is for.
For $120, though.
So, you know. But if you're thinking about getting off anyhow, do it.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? And, hey, new research suggests, you know, you have a mosquito bite, something like that, and you scratch it.
Yeah.
Don't do that. They suggest that rubbing is a better way to relieve itchiness than scratching.
Just rub instead
of
scratch.
Yes, just rub it. I actually just heard a bunch of guys going, you know what? I'll take care of that for you. I'll rub those. You got an answer. I'm sorry. What? Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, rub it. Don't scratch it because you can hurt it more. Just rub that itch if you have one, okay? We're very helpful here on the Mike and Carla Morning Show. A few things you should know. Of course, it is Wednesday, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
So we were just talking off the air. Carla wanted to know if anybody still swims.
Oh, geez.
As we wrap up summer...
Yes.
But still, it's nice enough to hit the pool.
Oh, absolutely. I spent the better part of our you know, this past weekend at a pool,
And do you swim anymore?
I don't know. I float.
You truly swim. Who swims anymore?
Please. My friend Monica, she swims. My best friend, she swims. She was on the swim team, you know, in high school, and she swims laps.
So when she goes in the pool...
Yeah.
She does the arms and everything, kicks.
She does freestyle, you know, where every few feet, you know, you take a breath and put the head out. And
wow.
Then you take the breath. It's like, what are you doing?
And then when she gets to the wall, does she turn? Does she make
the
turn?
She goes under and does the flip turn.
Yeah.
That professional flip turn. It's like, don't you, oh, my equilibrium. I got water in my ears just standing on my hands.
I've tried to do that, and then I get discombobulated underwater. I don't know where I'm at.
Yes. And I feel pressure when I go in there because, you know, they always say, okay, enjoy your swim. It's like, oh, you can't breathe. I'm not going to swim. I float. I do the float and the treading water and really just staying at the 3-foot end so I can just walk around and tan my upper half. You
noodle.
Know? Yes,
that's
pool
it.
Noodle. Yeah, two words. Pool noodle, Mike.
I just walk around. I don't really.
Yeah, I just. What's your definition of swimming these days is what I'm wondering. Do you swim when you go to the pool? Because that's really.
Right.
And should you even say you're going swimming if you're not going to swim? But it sounds dumb if you say I'm going floating, you know. So I'm just going to go. You going swimming? No.
Then, of course, you have those people that do. They, you know, they'll tell you.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning. No matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3
KKLC.
So we're talking about swimming. Are you a swimmer? Do you go to the pool, to the lake, to actually swim? You gave quite the visual with the floaty devices.
Geez.
James is on the phone. James, what's your question?
Does her floating devices keep her afloat?
Well, sure it does. Sure it does.
I'm having a happy thought this morning, that's all. Aww.
James, are you one of those guys that will go in the pool and swim? Actually, swim?
I will, yeah.
Like, James, can you do, you know, freestyle and what is it, the butterfly and the breaststroke?
Freestyle, backstroke.
Oh,
see,
man.
I can't even float. My legs start going down.
I'm going down. I'm going down.
Because they say that's relaxing, right?
And right,
they,
and just they floating.
Say, so just lay on your back and, right, and just float. You'll float.
Right.
I do that, and then my little legs just start going down. And it's not, it stresses me out. I get anxiety.
James, help Mike out. You gotta like straighten your back out, right?
Yeah.
Gotta kind of straight. You gotta help the floating process.
You know what this sounds like to me? Somebody trying to explain how to blow a bubble with gum.
I know.
All I hear is blah 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 blah.
Well, you know, you never answered my question.
Yes, it does. As a matter of fact.
Yeah,
mine do too.
Yeah.
So same with Morty.
Yes.
We have Mike and Carla water wings.
So we all have a visual, right?
Yes, that's right. Well, I have Carla water wings, but yes.
Hashtag Carla's boobs, yes, water wings. Right. And by the way, James, to add to that visual, the rubber bathing cap with the big daisy on the side.
That's right. Oh, how attractive.
James, have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
And I forgot to mention the glasses you can actually wear in the water, too.
Yes, so I have those. I got the goggles. Yes, okay. Just call me Esther Williams. Look it up, kids. Hey, Tim said I learned to swim, but I don't. He said I just basically wave my arms around and move in some random direction.
Yeah, most people do.
Yes. Problem is I get tired in about 30 seconds.
But all the calories you burn.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
Lindsay says I can swim. I was born in Chicago but moved to California about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought everybody knew how to swim. But now when I go back home to Chicago, I realize most of my friends and family have no clue as to how to actually swim.
To really swim.
To really swim.
Right.
Dan, calling out his fiance, he said she doesn't know how to swim very well at all. She says she has a fear of drowning and it paralyzes her. Well, don't we all, Dan? She can swim okay.
Right.
Albeit awkwardly. In the shallow end, but then I try to move her into the deep end, and she just freaks out. So that's a fun day at the
pool. And I would agree. I would say, yes, I'm like that, too.
Right.
I think I can swim.
Right.
But if we're, like, on a boat or something, uh-huh, even though I can see shore,
please. Yeah,
uh-huh, I'm dead.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way I could actually swim to the shore.
How many miles I got on this life jacket, by the way? What am I? This is going to save me, right?
All right.
Oh,
anybody else, if you want to dial up 702-739-9636 or text it. We were doing that one time. We were on a boat. Jody goes, what are you looking at? I said, I'm trying to gauge how far we might have to swim if this goes over. And she goes, are you, what?
Yes.
And I said, I think I'm dead, so you're on your own.
Nice.
You can't just sit back and enjoy it. No, I'm trying that.
Yeah, I am. That's why there's booze.
All right. Mike's on the phone. Mike, what's up?
I was listening to you guys. I just caught the end of it. You were talking about swimmers. I mean, I'm an open water swimmer out here at Lake Mead. I enjoy the heck out of that.
Wow, really?
So you can just dive into Lake Mead and swim how many miles?
One right now.
One.
That's huge.
I'm 59 years old, though, too.
That's huge.
Well, that's one more than I can swim.
That's, wow. And especially lake swimming or ocean swimming, that's a whole different
that's not easy.
Boat, as they say.
With
the
pool, you've got the sides, you got the lanes to keep you going straight, right?
Yeah.
But see, that's what kind of reminds me about this time. When I look down in the water, I can't see the bottom. All I see is the abyss. So it kind of looks like what we're dealing with now. But I look on the horizon, it's clear. And I can see exactly where I'm going and where I need to go. As long as I'm looking at the same thing on the horizon, I'm going the right direction.
Mike, what's your stroke of choice? Are you freestyle?
Freestyle. Freestyle.
That's awesome. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad I can help out.
People texting in at 702-739-9636.
Brad says, I wish I could still swim. I used to swim all the time. Now, when I swim, I get a toe and leg cramp. Doesn't matter how much I stretch out. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm 35 years old and I end up limping over to the side of the pool to press out a leg cramp.
Gotta press it out.
Back in. Oh my God, you people. That's what I say. It's tough. Now I have somebody else who said I am a lifeguard, so I have to recertify every year. They gotta be young. And we have to be able to swim, you know, certain lengths and do a certain amount of laps in the pool. So it's never been a problem for me. However, the people that we watch over, half of them shouldn't be in the pool.
See, I would be in that group. Oopsie. I think both you
I'm
I
stay in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, you don't want to have to save
no,
me.
No.
Leslie, what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm just laughing as you're talking about swimming because my townhouse community has closed the pool for the whole summer, and we can't even get in it. So I have to go to the Casablanca this week to get in the pool.
I gotta drive 2 hours to go swim.
To the Casablanca.
But I'm laughing because I was in Vons one day and they had these huge floats. They were shaped like flamingos and they had a place where you can put your margarita. That's the kind of swimming I think we should all do.
That's my point. Exactly. Right.
I think if we all did more of that, we'd just be a happier place.
That's great.
Leslie, have a great day.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, we're giving you a chance to say it and win a little bit later on next half hour, 8:40. Free play over at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualify for that family of four getaway down to southern Utah. A nab from the Kane County Office of Tourism. Be listening for your chance to win. Like I said before, next half hour at about 8:40. 8:07, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Big win last night. BGK shut out the Dallas Stars.
Boy, did they.
3-0. I noticed, Morty, that the Dallas Stars removed their starting goalie. I don't know if he was hurt or if the coach just said, you know what, we're not playing well. I'm not going to keep him out there.
Right.
We'll put in the other guy.
I think it was a mix of both.
Okay.
I don't think they want to admit that something happened, but I think when Pacioretty went up to the net and they took back that goal from Theodore, I think it hurt him a little bit.
Oh.
Because he kind of stepped on his foot and fell.
Okay.
Or they're messing with us and they're going to let us think it hurt
but
him.
But I think, well, I think they also want to rest him because,
yeah.
I mean, you're number one goalie.
Right.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. Yes. And again, game time, they dropped the puck at 5 p.m.
Yep.
So win-win.
Yeah.
We're pretty good with that. All right.
Yeah, it was great. Nice. Boy, we came back, that's for sure.
Nice to have Revo back. And for everybody saying, oh, he's a cancer, wish they would suspend him for all seven games for the remainder of the playoffs.
Yeah.
You need a guy like that.
Yeah, why? Exactly.
You're going to play physical. So,
jeez.
All right, go Knights, go.
Yes.
A little windy today, high in the low to mid-80s. Tomorrow, things should settle down. Highs in the mid to upper 80s, back to triple digits by the weekend. Only 66. Only 66.
It's cold outside.
We are never happy. Never, never happy. All right, here you go. Some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Apparently, Sacha Baron Cohen has already filmed Borat 2. Now, there's no word on when or where we will see it. In this one, apparently, Borat thinks he's too famous from the first film, so he has to disguise himself to interview people in this one. Oh, I will be watching this. Absolutely.
It's
release
nice.
It now. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice.
Oh, my gosh. Former Biggest Loser trainer Jillian Michaels wound up with COVID. She said she let her guard down for just an hour being around someone who had it. Now, she's doing okay. She's pretty healthy to begin with, but she said it just, people be careful.
Yeah.
Because it can get you. Somebody who didn't know they had it gave it to her, didn't know she had it, then bam, she did. So do be careful out there. The Masked Singer that premieres on Fox September 23rd. Love this show. Now, this season, it will feature a two-headed duet costume called the Snowy Owls. So there will be a duet inside one. Wow, that's
are you talking about
pleasant.
like the horse where there's one person
is
the head and the other is the tail?
No, this is a two-headed.
No, that's what I'm saying. So there's two people in this costume.
Yes, there are.
Oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
But yeah
that's
so nice. It's a duet costume.
Okay,
but if you're bent over, you know, like the horse, you can't sing, so they got you upright. I don't want to be the back part.
Nobody does.
No.
I'm assuming this was all pre COVID.
Yeah, I think a lot of those shows were filmed. I think they just film a bunch of them.
Right.
And then bam. Though, you know, if you have no audience there, again, those judges are a mile away, sure. You know, but I love
are they going to have masks on the
masks?
Yeah,
I know. Yes, a mask underneath the mask, and then a mask
over
on the mask, and then underneath, and and nothing but sweat.
Maskception.
Yes, yes. Billy Joel
He says that having young daughters sometimes creates a little confusion. He said people think I'm my kid's grandfather when I drop him off for school. I've had other parents say, oh my gosh, your granddaughter's so cute. I just say, yeah, okay, thank you.
I can agree
and
with
move
that.
On. Yeah.
Because yes. There was a time when, believe it or not, I was single on my own.
Right.
And my daughter, Kelly, would end up being, I said, hey, do you want to go to this thing with me?
Yeah.
Although people would look at me, not like, well, they would just say, oh, look at that. That's
look at
disgusting.
How cute. Yeah, it's my daughter. Jeez.
I'm sure it is. Is that what you're calling her?
My daughter. It's my, tell them.
Yes.
Tell them you're my daughter. He said, I didn't know I'd be a father again at this age, but it's okay. They keep me young. Oh, good for you, Billy Joel. He's 71 years old.
Wow.
That is, for now, my take sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Grandpa Billy at 71 years old. You know what? I can have daughters. It doesn't matter to me. I'll have them.
It
keeps me young.
Yes,
that's
it
what
does.
He says. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 823. Here you go, Carla. I wanted to play this for you. This is a Wendy's drive-thru worker. Anytime I hear or see stories like this, I think about you at the Photomat store.
Oh, yes.
Because
that's
you're in that little
job.
Square box by yourself.
Right.
And you got to keep yourself busy.
Well, yeah, you
and
do.
Amused.
Oh, you get bored. Mm-hmm. You get bored in there.
Well, there's a Wendy's drive-thru worker going viral for, you know, when people pull up.
Yes.
He responds like he's automated. So,
oh,
and he
so.
Does a pretty good job. Listen okay. to this.
Can I get honey mustard and barbecue, please?
Honey mustard barbecue. What would you like for the drink?
Do you all have the Coke Freestyle machine?
Yes, we do.
Can I get a vanilla ginger ale, please?
Vanilla ginger ale. All right. Anything else for you tonight?
That's it. Thank you.
Your total comes out to $5.65. Please bolt it into the center now.
Is that great?
I wonder if he's trying to do that or if he just sounds like that, yeah, you know?
That's just his personality.
That's good, yeah. I know. That's good.
Who was the guy that did the sound effects for Michael Winslow?
Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From Police Academy.
Hightower.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was awesome at
that. Yeah, he sure was. I worked with him doing comedy. It was like, oh... Huh.
That's all he does.
Are you doing anything else? Are you doing any material?
Sound effects?
You're just doing sound effects.
Things that sound like this or that, but
yeah, yeah.
But this kid has gone viral. He's gone viral.
Yeah, he has. Good job. He sounds good.
All right, here's your chance to say it and win. How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Free play over at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualify for that grand prize from the Kane County Office of Tourism. Ninth caller. 702-739-9636. Carla, we have Debbie on the phone. Debbie is ready to play Say It and Win.
Okay.
For every time you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds, you get $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualify for that grand prize, that family of four getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the King County Office of Tourism. You ready to go, Debbie?
Yes.
Start the clock in 3, 2, 1, go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, Debbie, seven times.
Yes.
That means $70 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel.
Okay, that's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yeah, darn
and you
right
can only
is.
Imagine how much money you can win.
Yes, you might be able to, you know what, score some decent cash, Debbie.
Plus, you're qualified for that grand prize at Family of Four Getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. Your next chance to play tomorrow morning, 8:40. If you want more details, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, reading here, Carla, cops in Manchester, England raided a party for violating coronavirus rules on a Friday. Turned out to be a mid-afternoon swingers party.
Oh, wear your masks.
It had been going strong for about 2 hours before cops got there.
Oh,
I feel bad for swingers right now. They just can't. They can't even live their lives.
Well,
can they?
As long as you keep it in less than groups of 10.
Yes, that's right.
You should be fine, right?
You know, if it's an old-fashioned key party where your mask and gloves reaching in there. Go.
Morning, listen up to this. Burger King in Taiwan drew massive crowds by selling a Whopper that used chocolate. You're out.
Okay. All right.
They put chocolate as a topping on the Whopper.
That sounds disgusting. Okay.
And people in Taiwan went nuts. Police had to show up, crowd control, everything.
Yeah. There's some, what's that Mexican, there's a chocolate flavor in it. They do it on chicken, and I can't remember what it's called. It's like a sweet, spicy, chocolatey that they put on. I can't.
Maybe there's somebody out there that can help us out.
It's so good, though. Oh, it's so good.
702-739-9636.
With Morty, I'm always afraid he's going to, like, you know, I'm not going to have an EpiPen, and he's going to have eaten something, and, geez. And then he's going to make you and I late getting on the plane because we got, it's like, I can't. I'm kidding. Which almost happened with
We'd have to do
fries.
A trach or something.
I know. And I don't, you know.
Who
I'm
has
the
an
one.
Ink pen?
I always have a pen. You don't.
Mole.
I could save. Yes, there you go. Mole. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. I could save, Morty. You could not.
No.
No. Yeah. What's Mike doing? He's floating on his back in the pool. He just sucked.
Yeah, both you and Morty are dead.
And by the way, chocolate on a Whopper just sounds like crap.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, I would have to agree on that one. Listen,
keep up,
here.
People.
Yes.
We move around very quickly.
A naked rancher in Montana. Mm-hmm. He's going viral. I'll bet he is. He herds cattle, chops wood, fishes with no clothes on. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. Rich Powers is his name. Of course it is. My name's Rich Powers. He says, I love being naked and I love being a naturist. Anything that involves a blade now, I avoid for safety reasons. I'm not joking. This is what he said. I'll chop wood with an axe. It's as far as I'll go naked, though. I don't want to slice anything off. I used to wear chaps and a helmet to use the chainsaw. Okay. I think you're better
Which
off
protects
naked there,
nothing.
Rich. Yeah. He said, but if I'm honest, I just like, you know, to be organic and natural while I'm doing that kind of work.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Rich. That's great. That's why you're up in Montana, my
friend. Wonder if he works at Yellowstone.
Could be.
You know,
could
with Kevin
be.
Costner.
Yeah.
Wonder if he'd be welcomed in the bunkhouse.
He has to wear that fancy jacket, though, if he works
Pop
at
the
Yellowstone.
Collar.
And listen, people, you cannot always try before you buy. Woman in Florida went into an adult store last week, and you know, she grabbed a toy and thought, well, I wonder if this works. How does this work? As a matter of fact, opened it up, went back into the stock room and tested it out. You know, you want to make sure something works before you pay good money for it, and those are not cheap, I've heard. When the cops got there,
when they finally got there,
they found her in the back. She had no pants on.
Oh, and, boy. With the cowboy?
Yeah, not with the cowboy. Oh. Just by herself, Mike. She was trying it out, so she doesn't need a cowboy. She's trying it out. She was arrested.
I stand corrected. Yes. She
larceny,
wouldn't be there if she
I know.
Had a naked cowboy.
Larceny and indecent exposure. But, you know, I mean, whatever. I mean, if I knew I could go in there and try before I buy, I would never leave that store. So I get it.
I notice Carla's not on the morning show anymore.
Yes,
what's she doing?
Right. This is a tester, right?
She's a manager now.
Yes, that's right.
At the love store.
No, come on back. Come on back. We got testers over here. There you go.
She's doing a podcast.
Yeah, no, that's not rouge, okay? That's not what that is. It is Wednesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Very simple story. A judge in Houston had a family evicted last week. A lot of this going on lately, and the cops had to go kick the family out. Well, right after that, they started a GoFundMe page to help this family and other families who are dealing with this same situation.
People have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to this GoFundMe account. A father out there said he basically wouldn't have, you know, he'd have been on the streets if this didn't happen. So, yeah, you're right, Mike. The men in blue stepping up. They felt so bad about it. You don't want to evict anyone. You know, you just don't want to evict anyone right now. So they turned around and said, listen, we'll help out. And now they're helping out dozens of people because of this GoFundMe account. So very, very cool. Right. Very cool.
We're just the messenger, but here's what we're going to do.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it at 96.3KKLZ.com. Submit your feel-good story, or if you have a local story, just give it to us. Call us up, 702-739-9636. We'd love to hear it. Ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Do that here in a couple of minutes. Wendy Rush going to keep company throughout the midday. And, of course, the midday or the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Recapping the show. Well, does anybody really swim anymore?
Yeah, I know.
Or any less.
Apparently that one guy does, by golly.
Yeah.
My man, okay.
In Lake Mead.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the one woman has to go out to the Casablanca because her pool is closed. You and I, we just walk around in a pool.
Whatever.
Really,
you know what?
Anything.
I enjoy the pool. That's fine.
Shared some of our visit with Alex Winter. Of course, Bill and Ted's Face the Music. Bill Prescott Esquire.
Yes.
He's done a lot, and he's still doing it, aside from the movie, which, by the way, great reviews on this thing.
It really is a fun movie. It really is. Ask Morty. He's seen it twice. I've only seen it once.
If you want to enjoy the full interview, it's on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. And, of course, tomorrow morning, once again, we'll strike it up, say it and win, give away some free play over at the Silverton Casino Hotel. Qualify you for that awesome family of four getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. 840 will do that. Have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.